by the time fourth quarter started.
Is it, let me just ask Shane, how satisfying is it, frankly, to get almost a quarter off because you did your job? Or the offense
good,
did its
good
job.
Good feeling, yeah, good feeling. I think executed well, with the exception of that first drive. We a little bit of a slow start, but executed well, took advantage of some opportunities. I'm sure Shane talked about just the complimentary football, and you get a punt blocked, and then in the third quarter, we had an interception, put us at the 5-yard line, and then converted those opportunities. So, I thought it was a great team, you know, team effort.
You guys have three of these dominant wins down. I think every time you invest, you probably think brought up like one drive you guys didn't cash in. Is that something you just kind of think of as important to where you guys need to go?
I think obviously the result's important, and you know, the result's the most important. Winning, we're judged by winning games, and so that's the goal. But I think there's also got to be an emphasis on the process and all the plays that lead up to that, and when they weren't executed well, or something happened to get you off track, that you address that and try to correct that moving forward. I think that's how we're going to be the best football team we can be. So obviously we're happy with the result, but there's a process to it, and we got to continue to attack that to grow and see where we've gone short.
What do you feel like you were able to tap into in the red zone today?
I think we ran the ball really well. It was a huge thing for us. I thought we had a really good plan down there in the run game, and we executed it well. JT did a really good job. The guys up front did a good job. And then a couple opportunities we had in the pass game and converted on those. So I think that was most willing. It starts with the run, and a lot of credit to the guys up front.
Can you take us through the touchdown pass and then you kind of scramble to the right? I don't know if they're drawn up like that, but obviously they're good.
Yeah, they brought pressure there, so I knew I had to get it out. If I didn't get it out, I had to move, so I moved. And Pitt did a really good job on the scramble drill. Great catch there. Haven't seen the new play, but looked like he made an incredible effort to get his feet in and make the catch. So, big time play.
Yeah, you said you've been here in April. You appreciate you for a guy like Pitt, a special teams guy, but today he's called on to be more. How have you seen him?
Yeah, I think he's just a really good football player, kind of in all aspects of the game. Obviously, he's one of the best guys in the league in the special teams game and all the things he does there. And then, as a receiver, he's been incredible. In camp, I played a lot with him, rotating in there. And he's just a really, really good football player. He's always going to be in the right spot, makes a tough catch. He's got tremendous speed and strength. That last catch, you saw him go up and make a really tough contested play, but just a really good football player, smart, always going to be in the right spot, tough, makes a play.
During the season, when you guys get practicing, you don't get much more from him, do you, because of the other receivers, or does he get more from the ones?
No, he rotates in there, and this week he got a good bit of work, so, feel really good, feel really good about the chemistry with him, and he does a really good job when he's not in there, making sure he's getting the rep, understanding what he needs to do, and understanding the game.
Then how difficult do you think it is for defenses to decide how to attack you guys? The run and the pass have been so effective, and just how difficult a choice do you think that is for them?
Yeah, I think it makes it tough when you do both, for sure. I think JT's playing at an unbelievable level. Guys up front are playing at an unbelievable level. So, the run, and we've had a number of explosive runs, particularly in the second half, and that's a huge threat to the defense. And then, being efficient in the pass game, creating explosive plays when we have them. And I thought today, style of defense we're playing, it's a lot of underneath stuff, and guys making someone miss and getting upfield. Josh had a number of plays I felt like where he caught underneath, maybe got missed, and found 5 or 6 extra yards.
Can you play Tyler Warren's pass? And also, if you ever tell Shane, all right, enough of that, let me keep throwing.
I didn't see Tyler's pass. Looked like he covered up pretty good, but I like the play. I like the play call and see if we can get one there. I think stuff like that, it works or it doesn't, but it's all, play second down, you're ready to go.
Do you think you should be the intended receiver instead of Pitt?
I do have a catch. I caught a ball a few years ago. But no, I mean, Pitt's a professional passer.
That's what kind of works. You have to do with you guys the creativity to do a lot of things. What's the value of having a guy to do 5, 6, 7 things?
Yeah, I think it's huge. You know, we've used him on short yardage with some run stuff. You know, I think obviously just like in the drop back game and the quick game, I mean, move the pocket. There's so many elements of his game that you can kind of bring into play depending on the situation. So that's a lot for us.
Daniel, obviously winning breeds confidence, but when you've had 3 dominating wins like you guys have had, how does that affect the locker room and the team?
Yeah, I think it gives us a lot of confidence. I think, you know, I think it's a huge testament to our guys, to everybody, to the locker room, the coaches, and, you know, having a strong first half and getting out to a big lead and then coming out in the second half, there's no let up. Guys are still hungry and ready to go. Defense, you know, jumped on them, and then offensively to convert. I think that says a lot about the maturity of our football team.
Where did you see the biggest improvement on the margins this week compared to last week?
I think just cleaner execution. I thought we did a better job on third down, did a better job in the red zone, did a better job protecting the ball. I mean, I think all those things are really important when you look at wins and losses. But yeah, I thought we were just sharper executing.